And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sander.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here, along with Corey Sander, who's co-hosting today with Captain Jim Hughes from the Cortez. And boy, we're having a great time. And man, Jim came bearing gifts, as he does every year for us, and we're very grateful for that.
He certainly did, Pete. And for one lucky caller or texter today, we'll flip a coin. Jim's got the coin right here.
Right.
Here, right there. We're going to flip that at the end of the show for a lucky caller or texter is getting a trip, not only for one, but to bring a buddy for two, right? Two people on the Cortez, whether that's any open party trip. It could be a day and a half, could be a 2.5 day trip.
Yeah. Just call Jim and he'll get you set up.
He'll set you up. And I know in the past, Jim, you've incorporated maybe on a charter.
Right, yeah. If we have some openings on a charter,
yeah,
you know, and if it fits their date, then we'll be glad to do that.
You'll make it work.
Sure, absolutely. All my groups are very exceptional to them. I know what kind of person to put with what kind of group.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I see it. I like you sporting the new AFCO Cortez sport fishing sweatshirt.
Absolutely.
Those are cool. And it's got the little cell phone pocket in the front there.
And full-on
deal there.
Yep.
Those AFCO. Is that a Reaper?
Yes.
It's a Reaper,
A Reaper.
And they're so warm.
They are.
Super comfortable.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so do you sell those on the boat?
Yeah, absolutely.
You do?
Yep.
Okay, great.
Along with regular sweatshirts, t-shirts.
Yeah, I still have my regular sweatshirt. Yeah.
Rambo wearing the Reaper.
That's kind of scary. Yeah. Hey, thanks to Captain Brian Woolley from Dana Ware Sport Fishing. You're talking about the blue and fins cross-breeding. He says, why every blue contains a bit of fin whale, and he says that crossbreeding between blue and fin whales has been far more prevalent than had previously been realized, and now likely to have long-term consequences for the Earth's biggest animals, according to a new study that have surprising the team of Canadian and Norwegian scientists. So I guess it's been going on for a long time.
Yeah, it doesn't seem surprising to any of the whale people that we carry, the mammal people that we carry on the ecology trips.
Yeah, so. Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Thanks, Brian, for doing that. And, of course, they do a lot of ecology trips out of Dana Ware Sport.
Absolutely. So. They do a lot of whale trips and stuff like that.
Yeah, and you do some on the RP, right?
Correct. Yeah. I run the 2 8-day trips down in the lagoon.
Yeah. Are those pretty cool?
They're absolutely pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you put a different hat on, but, I mean, we leave here in the middle of the night. We get in Ensenada. We clear in Ensenada. We go down to West Benitas and let the people off in the island for a day. Then we leave there that evening, and we get down to the lagoon, spend 3 days in the lagoon with the gray whales.
Wow.
So everybody's getting to fondle with the gray whales.
Yeah.
And then we leave there after 3 days, go up to Cedars Island, let the people off at Cedars for a day, let them hike in the canyons and along the beach and stuff, and then leave there, and we go up to San Martin, and if there's time, we'll let them off there on the island for a few hours.
Are those usually open party trips on the
island? We have one open party trip that we had last year.
Yeah.
And that turned into a charter this year.
Okay.
And then we always carry Cabrillo Aquarium from Long Beach area.
Oh, okay.
And we've carried them for years and years and
they
years.
They charter the boat.
Yeah, they charter the boat.
Wow, those just sound like a life experience.
It's, you know, people, we had people come out on the open party trips or they come out on the Cabrillo trips, you know, the husband brings the wife and, you know, I'm only here because she wanted to come.
Yeah.
You know. And then they turn around and go, wow, that was a lot better than I ever thought it was.
I'm trying to figure out getting off on Benito's how I could sneak in a
there
travel.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
Yeah, can you imagine the calico fishing from the shore there?
No.
I actually could.
Yeah. Let's jump into the phone, Corey.
Let's do that. How about Robert calling from Canyon Country? Good morning, Robert. Appreciate you joining us.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Robert.
So, great friend of mine, the real Mike from Torrance, won the trip on the Cortez a couple of years ago, and I was lucky enough to be invited. And I just got to say, the boat incredible. There was 13 of us. It was an awesome trip. Rambo is incredible. He's in the wheelhouse. He's on the bait tank. He's standing next to me while I'm fishing. He gaffed every one of my fish, and he bled them all. The guy is a monster. It was the best trip of my season last year, and I just want to thank Rambo. Incredible trip, incredible boat, incredible food. I can't go on as much as I really need to. Just thank you, Rambo. It was an awesome trip. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We appreciate the comments, and we always hope we can serve every single person that comes on the boat the same way.
If you ever, how old are you now?
Old.
70. I don't think he's older. So you and I are the same age.
Yeah.
But this guy's a stud. I mean, I've seen him work on his boat, and he, you know, he's a stud. No slowing you down.
No, well, you know what they say about the moss and growing under your feet and stuff.
Yeah. He's doing great. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Thank you very much.
Great text here, and it's a good one from Kathleen in Ocean Beach. She says, explain more about the room and sleeping arrangements on the Cortez.
On the Cortez is all open berthing.
Open berthing.
We have very large bunks. That's why we don't carry as many people.
Yeah, you carry 12, 14 people.
Yeah. They're almost twin and queen size bunks in the down the middle and so forth. The outside bunks are a little bit smaller, but there's still plenty of room on them.
Yeah. So very lady friendly on the boat.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We have curtains on quite a few of the bunks.
Okay.
So it's we've had many many women come out and go fishing with us.
I'm sure.
And yeah. we had a, you know, they feel comfortable.
Yeah.
They tell me if they don't.
They do. So. That's cool.
Yeah.
So nice. Nice, you get a nice double wide bunk.
Yep, and we provide blankets and pillows. A lot of boats have you bring your own, and we never did that. We clean all the linens and the pillows every trip.
Wow,
you know,
that's a lot of work.
It's, you know, the crew, I'd say, bust their butt. They get all the blankets, stuff like that. I take it off, get it to the cleaners and stuff like that. I pick them. I have three sets.
Okay,
so I rotate around.
Wow. You have a good text, huh?
Actually, I went through quite a few, Pete. No, I'm having a tough time.
Well, let's jump into the phones.
Let's do that. For sure. How about Baja Ben? Good morning, Ben.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
I just wanted to say thanks for the trip. I was happy to be one of the recipients of one of the giveaway trips, and I picked my friend Paul, and, man, it was awesome. I can't wait to get out there again. I'll definitely be bringing another brisket with me.
All right.
My main question is if there's anything new to the boat this year. I'm really looking forward and trying to get a trip out there with also my friend Rudy and Russell. You know, they're the ones that race on your boat too. You know,
I don't think there's going to be anything new. It's probably stuff you won't notice, but we're doing a lot of internal work and stuff like that. Hopefully, you know. We have some new electronics that will be up in the wheelhouse, but other than
like
that.
What?
Huh? We put in some time zero, and we're putting in the 20 and the 50 meter depth things and ocean view.
Whoa.
So we're trying to cover all the bases. We don't have any excuses.
It's those unseen, unseen things by the passengers that are.
Yes.
Usually the most important.
Well, they are, you know, and we want to try to keep the boat safe and everything, so we've got all the safety equipment and everything, bring everything up to date.
Absolutely. So. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Thank you.
It's a good text from Matt in L.A. Here's the guy who is the mentor to so many fishing people, but Matt wants to know who your mentors were in the fishing world.
That's a good question.
When I started off, I had to beg for a job. I was 68. I was 12, 13 years old. I was going down there every day. Can I get a job? Can I get a job?
You grew up there in San Diego?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I came down from Torrance.
Torrance. Okay.
And, but going fishing and stuff like that. So I'd go down and ask. I was working with Reuben E. Lee when he built it, and I started washing dishes there. But I'd still go over and see for a job. And then Bob Pellman and Mac told me to go away.
And the Reuben E. Lee was the vessel they had at the end of
Harbor Island
as a restaurant.
Yeah. As a restaurant, yeah.
The paddle wheel.
That's right, the paddle wheel boat.
Oh,
and then I'd ride my bike. I was living up there by Campus Street, by the Education Center. I'd ride my bike every day down there. And finally they gave me a job. They're building the docks at Seaforth.
Yeah.
Where it is now. Dave Stout was working there building the docks, and I was running nails and plywood down while he's building the docks. Yeah. That was my first job. So as far as fishing wise, well, Pellman showed me a lot about mechanics and, you know, what the boats need and stuff like that. And then I worked with Jay Sterling, fishing albacore for years and years and years in the summertime, in the wintertime, doing whatever I could until I got out of high school.
So did you fish albacore on the
original New Seaforth? The original New Seaforth.
And that's what a lot of people don't know or remember is our sport boats would take their off season.
Yes.
And fish commercial albacore.
Commercial albacore. And then back then, we also had the Yellowtail Derby.
That's right.
Which was around Day at the Docks time?
I don't think we had Day at the Docks even then.
Okay,
then.
Okay.
It was the Yellowtail Derby.
And that was a crazy time, right?
Yeah. Al Coupe was, I think it was Channel 8 or Channel 10, would do the fishing reports every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that helped develop. And then the biggest yellowtail qualified, you know, if you want to qualify your yellowtail. And then they'd have a derby.
Yeah.
One-day derby or two-day derby for the biggest yellowtail. And whoever won that. I mean, back then they gave away a car.
Wow.
Two televisions.
Wow.
Stuff like that.
Wow.
And then.
Back when TVs cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the off-season they'd fish sea bass in the flats.
Yeah.
You know. Summertime.
Back before the Tijuana River was dumping all the
stuff. Yes, yes. There was good sea bass fishing, and there was actually some good yellowtail fishing in the flats area, too.
Wow.
Bobby Fletcher was running the Loann
back
then. I don't know how he fit in there, but he did.
Yeah.
I worked for him for a few trips, squid fishing, nighttime.
Wow.
You know.
And that was all commercial?
No, it was just to get for
just
the next day.
Fishing. Right.
Just what we're going to have for bait for the next day and stuff.
Leave at 2 a.m. Go to Coronado Islands.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of changes. Times. You don't do that anymore.
No. Pretty amazing. Let's jump back on the phones.
Let's do that, Pete. How about Ryan? Ryan called from Irvine. Good morning, Ryan. Appreciate you joining us.
Good morning, Ryan.
Hi. Good morning, gentlemen. My question is for Kat and Jim. When you were running back then on the long range scene, what was night fishing like back then compared to it is now with the bluefin?
Well, it's longer now with this bluefin thing because you're fishing. It's a 24-hour fishery, period. No ifs, ands, or buts. When you're long range fishing back then, well, the bluefin didn't bite. Nobody knew these things bit at nighttime.
Nobody were there.
Yeah.
They just didn't know.
Yeah, there was guys. I heard guys say, I want to shoot the guy that invented the long-range dark fishing, you know. But that's what it is. Dark fishing, it bites better right now. That's what it is.
And probably always has, right?
It probably always has.
Yeah.
Until one guy dropped a jig in the middle of the night and said, hey, we've got 8 or 10 of these things. You know? Let's try this.
And mess the whole thing up.
Starting a whole new thing, like we said.
Yeah.
When one thing changes, another thing starts. You know, it's just the way it is.
That's fishing.
But, yeah. But back then, I mean, we'd fish at night. We'd go fish the Leos Rocks and stuff. I can't catch a bunch of yellowtail. Nighttime, fish the banks. You know, catch stuff at nighttime. But not like it is now.
Yeah.
You know. Now you're driving all over the ocean trying to get on a school of bluefin. And everybody's up in the bow ready to go and getting soaked and wet and it's cold. But that's where you got to make a catch.
Yeah. I mean, for many years, bluefin was like the golden guppy.
Oh,
like
yeah.
If you were on the albacore bite or a mixed tuna bite.
You caught a bluefin?
It was a big deal.
Did you catch a white sea bass?
We had a trip where we got the albacore biting full speed. We got all fixed up, and that bigger bluefin started pushing things away. Steve Lewis was running the Royal, and we were out the butterfly. And then they left in the morning, and we had basically no more room. I mean, that bigger bluefin, that 75 to 150-pound bluefin was biting. It just pushed the albacore right out of the way. And they came in there, and he said, hey, I'm going to come slide in. They knocked yourself out. We're all done. We're out of bait.
Wow.
And he came in, I think they had 40 or 50 or 60 of them, you know, from 3 o'clock in the afternoon to dark.
What about big eye?
We've had a lot of good big eye bites in the past. You know, there was a big kelp down there, Sam Patella and Brian Chiara.
When they were on the Pacific Queen.
On the Pacific Queen.
Yeah.
And we were sharing a kelp there for like a week and a half. And Roy Sr. was on there.
Ship Ahoy Roy.
Ship Ahoy Roy. he was catching them on a hand line.
Wow.
And they're all at 50 to 65, 70 pound big eye.
Incredible.
I mean, they swim right through just like mackerel, real slow around the boat. And they'd bite a bait, and it was game on.
What happened to those things?
Nothing. They're a deep cold water fish. Yeah. They really are a cold water fish. Yeah. I mean, big eyes are down there.
So if we see some albacore, we might see some big eyes.
You might. You know, who knows? It's another thing where nobody's fishing for them.
Cycle.
You know, could be another cycle. Yeah. Stuff was up on kelp patties for a while and then down. They're a deep, like I said, a deep water fish.
Yeah.
And you know, we caught them down the equator when it was commercial fishing. That was mostly all big eye down there.
Wow.
That's been pretty much wiped out, you know, because they put all them fad boots.
Yeah, and caught all the juveniles.
All the juveniles, yeah. That's been a big thing.
Wiped it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that might affect it up here.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
But they exist out to the west as right?
No, like, absolutely. Out in the Hawaii area.
Like off of
predominant.
That. Not on the fad buoys, but away from that cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they come back. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, please and thank you.
Yeah. So, time to talk about a place where the fish are always biting, and that's Point Loma Seafoods right here next to San Diego.
Why do you have to kill me,
Point Loma? Oh, man. I was there the other day, and hard to believe, here we are in the middle of January, and they still had fresh black sea bass.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, black sea bass is my favorite, and they have it on a regular basis at Point Loma Seafood. But they also had Alaskan halibut, they had local halibut, they had fresh grouper. The other thing that blows my mind is you can go in there and buy perfectly filleted vermilion rockfish, red rockfish, for like a lot less than like you'd think. I mean, you can buy a whole bunch of it, and it's so much easier than going out there and catching it and filleting it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably one of the best bargains around.
If you have family in town or any of that kind of thing, it's not only a spectacle to take them there.
Yeah.
It's the best plated lunch you'll ever have.
Oh, no question. What's your favorite there?
For sure. I was there 2 weeks ago. The three of us, guess what we ordered? All of us had the squid plate.
Squid plate. What about you, Jim?
Squid plate.
You're the squid plate guy.
Or squid sandwich.
Yeah.
I like it when it was the big fillet.
Yeah.
And on a squid now, it's small.
Stripped.
It's stripped up.
Yeah.
When it was the big fillets, when there were all that big squid was around.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
sure they'll go back to it when it comes back around.
I don't know. There's you cannot find it like that. You could try to replicate that at home.
No.
Good luck.
But you can't. It's because they have the secret sauce.
Yes.
They have the secret coating for it.
And it's cooked right.
If,
they
know
if
how
you,
to do it.
If you really want a treat, stop by.
And then the sourdough bread.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Their smoked fish case.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. I love the salmon candy.
We're talking albacore?
Yeah.
Smoked albacore?
Oh, yeah. Everything. Point Loma Seafoods. I mean, the sushi guy there is phenomenal. He's a top-notch sushi guy. All of it's good. Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings right there in Point Loma.
It's just as much of a show.
It is.
Oh, no question.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you've never been or you've got family in town,
it's impressive.
The plates are $15, $18 a plate, and it's more than you could eat. I promise you.
No, it's a phenomenal place. Go check it out. Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings. Hey, Brian in San Diego writes, all of us have been on trips on sport boats and private boats where finding fish was tough. I'm curious to hear how Captain Rambo, sometimes his experiences, and how do you fill these situations up with fish?
Go a different direction. I go west.
Okay.
If that fish got lost a lot this year. I mean, it was biting that 50, 60-pound fish, and it disappeared for 3, 4, 5 days.
So you just go where everybody else isn't.
Yeah. Just go.
Start looking.
Everybody does. You know, you got to move. So, and I always say West is best. So
West is best.
Yeah.
Isn't that how Steve Loomis came up with the?
That's right. That's
West,
Westy. Yep.
And so, how often does that pay off for you?
I would say probably 60-70%.
That's pretty good odds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then if you get people to spread out.
You're going to find something.
Somebody will say, hey, I found him over here.
Well, that's right. I mean, and nowadays with the social media and everything. It's a matter of hours before they find somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, all the guys have their own little groups they work with.
Yeah.
But all in all, everybody's got friends that are on every boat. You know,
so. You have Starlink on your boat?
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. That's a game changer, right?
It is absolutely 100% a game changer.
Are the passengers allowed to use it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
They use it.
Okay.
You know, I'll find out. I'll look at it and see there's 5 guys, 8 guys on it.
Okay.
You know, so.
All
right. It's really nice on that Royal because everybody, they have two.
So
one for the passengers, one for the crew.
Oh, okay. So. That's pretty cool.
Doubled up.
Yeah.
Doubled up.
It's changed life.
So, no, yeah, absolutely.
There's no doubt about it. Let's go ahead and jump back at the phones, Corey. One line open. Believe it or not, it's been a busy morning here. 833-288-0973.
And we're giving away a trip for two. So the winner... On the Cortez. It could be a day and a half, could be a 2.5. Yeah. Whatever open party trip is available.
Correct.
On the Cortez.
Yes.
At a Seaport. And let's go to Joe. Joe's calling from San Pedro. Or is it San Pedro? Which one is it?
Could be both.
Pedro.
Do
you talk to the guys at 22nd Street? Yeah.
Pedro. Right. Let's see what Joe says. Good morning,
Pedro,
Joe.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Good morning,
first,
Joe.
I have a comment then a question. Okay. The comment regarding earlier in the show about the Hawaiians and braided line.
Mm-hmm.
I sold the reel to someone there from, and I told him I couldn't send it to him on the airline with a buddy of mine because of a security with the line. He says, "Oh, no, don't worry about it. Take that line off. I don't want it." Keep their Spectra. I don't want it.
That's it. We had one of the long range fishermen that rode with us for years, Roger Hotry, and he had 10 or 12 50 wides. He moved over there. And he moved all the way. He was going to sell some of them over there, all full of Spectra. And I said, "I'll buy the reels as soon as you get rid of the Spectra." They didn't want no part of it.
That's crazy.
That was something. And the question, you know, primarily for trolling, my question is, you know, I know many times we could slow troll a mackerel or we're pulling a Rapala, an X-Wrap or something. But unlike yellowfin, is there anything you know of that works that is in a form of like a daisy chain feather that yellowtail would hit? You know, you always hear yellowtail jumping on the Rapala or something like that, you know. Do you know of anything that really is known to work? I mean, I'm sure they'll eat anything if they're hungry, but I'm just curious.
No, we've been using those X-Wraps and the bigger ones even in this last long-range trip. You know, and
right. I mean, if it works, don't fix it, right?
Yeah, the yellowtail are biting it. You know, you go through a school of them or stop on a school of them, you know, or close to them, they're biting it.
Yeah.
So that's been working. I don't see any big change of that. The bluefin.
Yeah.
I've seen the biggest change in the last couple of years using those and catching bluefins on the jig.
On the Mad Max. Yeah.
You know, yeah,
that whole Mad Max.
Yeah, Mad Max stuff. They're trolling. That Mad Max can get it really ridiculous, and the guys troll them way far back.
Way far back, you know? Yeah, it's kind of out of control.
Yeah, and they say, they got to troll them fast. We've got bit on them trolling 7 knots.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
On the Mad Max.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. Bluefin biting a jig?
Yeah.
That's a lot back in the day.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah. All right. Well, who do we have, Corey?
I see yourself there, man. We've got our fishdope.com report, and it's brought to us by the Fish Pros of Fishman's Processing in San Diego. It's where you get your premier processing experience. You can check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And with more team members, Fishman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. You can stop by the location of Old Town and Taylor Street, or just check them out at fishmansprocessing.com, and don't forget to make your reservations today.
For sure. Hey, good morning, Joseph.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Good morning.
Great. How's the fishing?
It's good. The story is bass fishing, whitefish, and sand dabs. So it's that time of year. I'm going to start up north around Santa Cruz. It's been really good for whitefish. Live squid is the name of the game up there, as well as sand dabs in 450 to 800 feet of water. Santa Monica Bay, sculpin are biting real well on the El Segundo Pipe in 40 to 200 feet of water. The whitefish are at the out front spot. It's wide open bite. These are smaller fish. Palos Verdes down to Newport Beach. Isers Reef is finding some good grade of sand bass. So sand bass are starting to show up. Normal deal, lead head with a piece of squid. whitefish and sculpin have been over on the Santa Ana River pipe, biting pretty good. Halibut are starting to show up again as well. There have been some fish caught up to 30 pounds in the area. Sandab fishing is wide open in 450 feet to 700 feet of water. Catalina Island, there's still some fishing to be had over there. Along the front, there is some smaller bonitas still hanging around. These are like 2-pound units, but they are still fairly thick. There are some bigger schools of 4 to 7 pound fish scattered around the island. Backside of the island, the bass fishing has been pretty good, picking up day by day here with the weather. People are catching mostly on swim baits. There have been some halibut caught on the backside as well. That bite is starting to pick up, but no huge scores as of today. San Clemente Island, there is still a little bass bite going on there. I know you got to be, I think it's 300 yards off and check for closed areas over there. Backside of the island, the calico bite is pretty good in the kelp line and at the boiler rocks. Dana Point to Oceanside, calico fishing and sand bass fishing has been pretty fair. Nothing to scream about. La Jolla has been pretty good for action. It's probably the best topwater surface action in SoCal right now. Still some big bonita. They're getting them up to 12 pounds.
Wow.
The majority of them are about 4 to 5 pounds, but there are some sluggers in there. The best zones still seem to be off La Jolla Canyon in about 150 feet of water up to Torrey Pines. There have been some yellowtail caught in the area, like as big as 40 pounds as well. Most of them are caught up near the northwest corner and hotel spot. And a lot of it has been taken all different ways, trolled max, dropper loop, sardines, but they are starting to bite and they are starting to pop up. Imperial Beach, there is a decent sand bass bite on the pipe, so that's starting up again. Seems like we're getting into early spring here. Rock Pile has been biting good for lingcod, sheephead, and whitefish, and your normal red rockfish down there, if you need to get out and get some rockfish. Down below, Santa Tomas area, they are catching large bonita down there off the pongas, 10 to 12 pounds. The quality of the reds is really good, too. And they're catching some bigger lingcod. These fish, the bonito, are spread out from Punta Banda down to South Santa Tomas. And that's all I got for you today, guys.
Wow, what's going on in the real estate game?
It's crazy. I've been working, I think, going on week 4 straight. Missing duck hunting every weekend, but we're just getting crazy. I think I'm going to get out Wednesday, hopefully, and shoot the last day of duck season here. But it's really picking up. People are wanting to sell. Things are moving. Open houses are getting flooded again. Rates are great. They keep bouncing, but we were below 6% for about a week. It keeps bouncing up over and then back down. But it should level out here at the end of the first quarter, we're hoping. And we start doing some loans in the 5% range, and that's really going to kick the market off and get things moving again and probably bidding up houses and the whole deal. But all that is coming again soon, it seems like.
That's great.
Hey, what about nature-fed beef? Do you have any yet?
We don't have an order. We have some cows going in, I think this probably tomorrow. We still have about a cow and a half left on this next order. If anybody's interested, go to naturefedbeef.com and you can use the code hookup for $250 off. But yeah, we do have an order coming in. If you ordered, let's say today, you'd get it in about 5 weeks.
Wow. Stuff is great.
And it's, people don't realize, I mean, they're grass finished,
grass finished.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of the lingo of grass fed, but that doesn't mean that they spent the last year of their life the same condition.
Yeah. Flavor's amazing.
Yeah, yes. Our cows are sitting out in a field, free-ranging. You know, we actually don't grass-feed them. Instead, it's still considered a grass-fed product, but we finish them on potatoes instead of getting grass product.
Hello.
And those potatoes are grown on the same farm, gives you that yellow fat still that you get from good grass-fed beef. And then I'm doing a 29-day age now.
Amazing.
It is about as high quality as you can get in some grass-fed beef.
Yeah.
And it's still not crazy expensive with all the prices going up.
No,
it's still bucks a pound for choice now, you know.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. So naturefedbeef.com, highly recommend it. It's really good stuff. And, of course, how do we find you for beef or the best in real estate, Yosef?
You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169. You can get me on social media at The Angler's Realtor. You can get me on my website at sportsmansrealty.com. If you would like a free home evaluation just to see where your home is at, go to socalhomeeval.com, and we'll kick you out an automated report on your home.
It's good stuff, Yosef. We appreciate you joining us. Look forward to next week. And that was brought to us by Gamakatsu, and they have an amazing lineup of fishing accessories now available, including not only fillet knives, but an everyday carry knife. They have their G-boxes and bags to store your stuff, and ceramic braid scissors, which are awesome. I have a pair myself, and you can't go, once you use them, you're not going back.
Absolutely.
I promise you. There's ceramic braid scissors and more, along with the best and fresh and saltwater hooks available. See your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. And we're going to be right back with more Rambo. Jim Hughes from the Cortez when we return on the Let's Talk a Kebab, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
It may be winter in Southern California, but those of us who live here know it's a great time of year to go fishing, and certainly not time to put your gear away. This is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay, the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. This is the ideal time for bay bass fishing, and I get the inside scoop from Johnny. Heck, he will even rent you one of our killer blue skiffs. This is also a good time to go work on your reels, and Doug is the man for that job. If big largemouth bass are your bag, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. They have all the right stuff, and live bait for a perfect day on the lake. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is super cool too, for both freshwater and saltwater tackle. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Hi, this is Chrissy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
In 1977, Ford F-Series became the best-selling trucks in America. 33 million trucks later, Ford has kept that title every year since. And your San Diego County Ford dealers plan to repeat that again for the next 49 years. F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, and Ford, the most awarded brand for new vehicle quality among trucks. Get ready to power through whatever this new year brings in a Ford. Check out the entire Ford F-Series lineup and take a test drive today. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and Jim telling all kinds of cool stories.
Yeah, great stories.
Right? It's so much
part
fun.
Of the fun here.
I know.
On Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, I wanted to. The other thing is fun is CCA California has just announced the Star Tournament for 2026. And so they've changed a couple of the rules, which is super cool. They've added surf perch, Corey.
Come on.
9-inch minimum, and reduced the size for potted bay bass to 15 inches. Last year it was 18.
Okay.
18 is like a trophy spot.
That'd be kind of a jumbo.
Yeah.
It's a big one.
15 is doable, right?
Way
so they reduced that. Yeah. So they've changed a lot of the rules there. And here's a cool deal. Register for the Star Tournament for May 23rd, and you're going to receive a $25 gift card courtesy of AFCO. So that means your star registration is $40. You get $25 back. From AFCO.
You got $15.
Yeah, and thanks to AFCO for that. They've always been great. So listen to this. The big grand prize this year is a Mako 17 Pro Skiff Center Console. $50,000 boat there. And they also have $15,000 in weekly and grand prizes and $15,000 in youth scholarships, like just tons of stuff. So catch, photograph, and win. It's all based on the app and such like that. It's super fun. It's only $40 to register for the Star Tournament. So check ccacalifornia.org/star for more information on the 2026 Star Tournament from CCA.
$50,000 Mako, man.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
Pretty nice boat. Yeah, it's a beautiful boat. So check that out.
Lots of good prizes.
Yeah. Hey, phones are packed up. Lots of texts. You have a good text, Corey?
I do. Okay. There's so many coming through, and it's so cool. And this one comes from Chuck and Dana Point. He says, good morning, guys. Love the stories. Can't wait to get out there. Question for Jim. Have you had any of those big albacore over 40 pounds, when they come up, they just put out and reach their wings out and put their... Yeah, they put their wings out and they wave goodbye. Sure. Love the stories. I was kind of confusing with my reading. Sorry about that.
We had the two biggest albacore caught the last, I think it was the last year we were here. We had 86 and an 89.
What?
What?
Yes.
How big did they get?
Oh, they catch them over 100 pounds off Morro Bay back then.
Do they?
Yeah.
Wow.
But that year, we had the two biggest ones caught in California.
86 pounds and 89.
Yeah. We had a four-way jig strike. And we were trolling 6-0s, and blew up 2 of the 6-0s, and we landed 2 of them.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy. Is that local waters here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And right up here, just short of the Cortez, I sit there looking down, and I go, that's a giant penguin.
That's
gigantic.
That's in the 80s.
There's some big ones around. Yeah. We had a lot of the 40, 50 pounders late in that warmer water also.
Interesting.
You know, 40, 50 pounders, 60 pounders.
Wow. So, that's a big albacore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And pull back.
Yeah. You know. Let's jump back on the phones, Corey.
Let's do that. How about Dennis? Dennis is calling from Linda Vista. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us, Dennis.
Good morning, guys. A beautiful day in San Diego, that's for sure. But, Jim, man, you just slapped me with something that I remember from when I was a kid in the 60s, Al Coupe.
Yes.
Because of my dad, we watched the fish count every day with Al Coupe.
Yep,
I'm
absolutely.
Telling you, and that's what has got us into going into sports fishing.
Absolutely. Wow. He was, he was the biggest lover for sport fishing.
That's cool.
Yeah. Never been on the Cortez. I do have mobility problems. Mm-hmm. And sleep apnea. So when we go on overnighters, can you kind of tell me about? I usually take a friend to help me get up and down steps and stuff.
Sure.
But kind of the conditions on the Cortez, if that's a good boat to go on.
For the people that have sleep apnea, which is becoming more and more prevalent, we put plugs down in the bunk room at certain bunks. Okay. So we reserve
them. Make sure
you
let them know.
And, oh, absolutely. Yeah. And as far as the stairways, getting on the boat and on the deck, we only have like a 1/6-inch step, and then we got to have a freeboard going into the galley a little bit higher. It's probably 4 or 5 inches. And then going down, we have pretty steep stairs going down to the bunk room, a little bit bigger thresholds than normal. But we have handrails going down both sides.
Okay.
And anybody that needs help, we're more than happy to help.
There you go.
You know,
we're
easy.
Hey, Dennis, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And on a similar note here, he says, I have a 15, this is from Jimmy in San Marcos. I have a 15-year-old daughter that's done quite a bit of fishing and has been on several full-day boats. Do you think she's too young to bring on the Cortez?
Absolutely not.
No? You have a lot of kids on the boat?
Oh, yeah. We've carried kids 10, 8. I had a couple kids that had some 200-pounders that were 8, 9 years old.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's cool. 100 men by themselves.
And with 17 or less people, I mean,
it's very comfortable. With the younger kids, everybody's helping everybody out. So,
that's a cool thing.
Not too young at all.
That's cool. Corey, you got a good one, huh?
I do. And I bring this up because it's a cycle of the ocean, and it's kind of funny. I have to bring it up. It comes from Kathy in Placentia. And I love your show. I remember fishing for giant humpoled squid. When do you predict we will see them again? And have you fished for humpoled squid? And what was the largest one you've ever seen? Thank you.
We have fished for them, mostly for bait.
Yeah.
I think we've caught like a 40 or 50 pounders. We caught like a half a dozen of them with Roy on a Royal Polaris outside Colonnette.
Wow.
Okay.
40 or 50 pounders?
Yeah, it took two of us. We baited it, and it took two of us to get it over the rail.
But I can remember the new Seaforth.
They were fishing the Dana Point boats all the way down to San Diego, going to the 9 Mile Bank, their banks up there, the 14 Mile Bank, even closer, and absolutely putting the wood to these things.
It's probably the one thing that could honestly put a fear in me for falling in the water.
Oh, yeah. No, they bite everything. But, no, there's times when they come up. We've seen a few of the bigger ones this year.
Yeah.
The guys have said they've seen them. I've seen them at nighttime. But they'll come back. Unfortunately, when they do come back, usually the rest of the fishing suffers.
Everything did.
Yes.
Like our sand bass, our rockfish.
Yes.
And
it all just sort of
dissipates.
Goes by the wayside.
It dissipates,
They're not the friendliest of creatures.
No.
Yeah.
They don't
fall in, right?
Yeah,
because you won't go down.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Let's jump back on the phones.
Oh, let's do that, Pete. And let's talk to Bob. Bob's calling from Cerritos. Good morning, Bob. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Bob.
I want to say to Jim that I talked with Taka and Steve, and all of us have the highest amount of respect for Rambo because he's just a great guy. And I am eternally grateful to Jim for helping me get my largest yellowfin tuna I ever caught. It was like 287.
Whoa.
And he was up on the tank on the RP on a trip when my son Craig got his world record whitefish.
Whoa, wow.
So,
we missed you this year, Bob.
I haven't been home in over 20 years on New Year's Day on the trip, so I decided, hey, I better spend a day at home with the family, but I'll be going back next year and hope to see you there on the boat.
We will be there.
Well, 286, that's a good one, yeah.
Bob's one of the studs.
Yep, and his son, Craig, got a big whitefish, and he was hanging over the side. I was on a tank, and D said, Rambo, I'm going to lift up a world record whitefish. And he lifted that thing up, and I thought it was a yellowtail. I mean,
how big was it?
I think it was like, what was it, Bob? Do you remember? 17.6.
What?
Oh, my God. Whitefish.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it was a big one.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, nice to hear from you, Bob. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Some great memories there.
Absolutely. You know, and they all come from Taka's and fished with Taka for years on that trip.
And now Katie's selling the store, right?
Well, it's been up for sale for years. But if they sell it, they're going to sell it to the right people.
The right people,
and, you know, Taka's Steve and I fished together for years.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, that's good. But
that's great.
Yeah, what a legacy they need.
Yes.
They'd be passing down for
yes,
sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, one of your compadres on the line here, Mike from the Tribute. What's up, Mike? What's happening, Mike?
Hey, morning, guys. Morning, Rambo.
Morning, Mike. Did you go to surgery all right?
Yeah. I had my knee cleaned out on Thursday. Apparently, good things you shouldn't do after a knee replacement, being too active is one of them.
Yes.
But thank you that it is going well. I don't know. I guess it's a good day to sit at home and watch football, but I don't know about the 17-pound whitefish. I think that would clear the back deck.
Yeah.
The thought of trying to grab a hold of that thing just standing, that's terrifying on its own.
That
right?
would be terrifying. Because their gill plates are razor gills, right? Can you imagine the razor gills on that sucker?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to be somebody to be able to get your hands around that head properly, not get chopped up.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
You just got in, Rambo. Did you guys have a good trip?
Yeah, we did. You know, it was a tough in the middle, you know, part of it. We had good wahoo fishing and all the way down to PV and back and salvaged a trip up there just below Cedras and then up at Geronimo.
Nice.
Well, another good rockfish area. That's quite the track. But boat got in this morning. Third Colonnette trip for us here this season. Very light load. Probably shouldn't have gone with 12 people, but I guarantee it was roomy. And very, very good link cut fishing once again. Really good red fishing. Last two trips, Ian's trip before last weekend, they did see some 100-pound bluefin just outside of Colonnette. They managed to hook one, and that didn't work out too good. They saw some fish down on the way down on this trip as well. So starting to see a little bit of that get in the mix. But the colonet fishing on its own, I was at 30 wing cod for 12 guys. So all the reds you could want, a little bit of bonita, a little sign of yellowtail. But, yeah, if we could start sprinkling some bluefin in on these trips, you know, it's about that time of year again.
Yes, it is. And we talked to Aaron probably halfway through the trip, and they said they weren't even going to start until February.
Wow.
We're waiting for the nicer weather. And stuff,
yeah.
So.
For the commercial stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Just to know that it's there, I mean, it seems to be a year-round thing for us now, and all of a sudden you start looking at leaving Colonnette early and running outside and trying to fish those for a few hours at the end of the day.
There you go. Get all fixed up on rockfish and go look for something else.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So when's the next trip, Mike?
Still, you know, we have a trip scheduled on Friday. Not a whole lot of momentum on that one. But the first two trips of February, the 6th, and then over Valentine's, both those trips look like they're going to go. They already have, I think, 7 or 8 people on them. So we are online for Friday night if we can get enough. These trips have been, you know, it's for something to do right now, and the quality of the lean cod and the quality of the reds, it's pretty darn good.
Yeah, for sure. And great weather, too. It's like the best time of the weather.
You know what? The last three trips, I'm not going to complain about for this time of year at all. It's been great. Well, a little bit of Santa Ana wind last weekend, but for this time of year, if you're not even looking at the weather the day before, that's a blessing.
Yeah, for sure. Well, how do we get on the boat if we want to go on the tribute day and a half trip, right, to the Colnett area?
Yep, day and a half trips, leaving at 5, right where me and Randall are, Seaforth Landing, 619-224-3383, seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com. And we did, it was kind of a last-minute deal. I had somebody ask about law enforcement deals, and I know we I threw a couple $100 discount on this last trip, and we got a couple of heroes to go fishing with us. So every now and then we've been known to throw out little perks like that. But little special thank you to anybody, first responders that could have jumped on the last trip, and we did get a couple.
Oh,
that's
cool, Mike. Good,
very good
job. Hey, Mike, good recovery.
Always willing to support.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, for sure. Good recovery on your knee operation there, and hopefully you'll check in with us next weekend and give us the update.
Of course, and thank you. And Rambo, we'll see you at the dock.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks a lot for that, for sure. Yeah. Hey, let's jump back in the phones, Corey.
Let's do that. How about Carl? Carl Calm from Escondido. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, guys. Hey, my question is, when did your open party start, and how do you check into them?
We'll probably have it online in April. I still got a lot of charter inquiries right now. Guys that are looking for dates. And so April will be up there. We'll put everything on there because once we've got chartered in April, if I don't have any more after that, I'll just put the rest on open party trips. So
cool.
That way everybody's scheduled and everybody can look at it. And usually just go to the Seaforth website. It'll tell you what boat to look for. You can look at Cortez and it'll give you a list of all the dates.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the call. Good luck on winning the flip,
right?
And winning the call. Hey, have a super cool text here from Charles in La Mirada. He says, good morning, Pete and guests. I've been fishing my whole life and have read many books that are priceless to me. What a treasure to add to the collection, The University of Long Range Fishing by Larry Brown and Chris Minnick there. Thank you so much for the information, and what a great way to add the cause of Friends of Rollo to receive this collectible book on long range fishing. So that again is the University of Long Range Fishing by Larry Brown and Chris Minnick. It is absolutely a treasure book. You will not be disappointed with the information that you will gain from this book. Whether you're all, I mean, you can use a lot of long-range techniques on the Cortez, or if you're going on a 10-day on the Royal Polaris.
Well, the thing is, it's a good book to read.
Yeah.
I can say I've seen a lot. Those guys have seen just as much, if not more,
because
they fish with different people.
Yes.
You know, I fish with a lot of the same people and stuff, and a lot of guys don't change. Other guys change. These guys have seen fish with many people. They've seen a lot of different things.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So, again, it's the University of Long-Range Fishing. It's only available on the Rollo Kids website, rollokids.org.
$20 donation. If you want to give 50, you want to give 100, it all goes to Pinkin Fishing. And I want to throw out a big thanks to Chris and Larry for donating the book to Rollo to raise money. I know Larry and Chris do a lot to raise money for Rollo, and we're very appreciative for their efforts, for sure.
So cool. Yeah. I mean, if Rambo's promoting it and seen it all and enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what
else do
you need
to know?
It's a super
cool book. Right. It's a download only.
How many pages do you think?
It's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of pages. But you can print it or you can download it on your device and read it online. Or
hey, is there any better thing while you're going out on the RP and
that's
reading it on the way out?
Yeah.
Save it, put it right on the thing. You've got good reading material.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Let's. You have a good one?
I don't, actually.
Yeah,
okay, sorry.
Well, So here's a good one here. It says, good morning, guys. Question for Captain Jim. Do you guys handle – how do you handle fish for the way it's being caught?
It's always important.
Daniel from Rancho Cucamonga.
We gap it. We kill it. We bleed it. We gut it. Gill it. And she goes right down into some 28 to 29 degree water.
All RSW.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, do you have the processors meet you at the boat when they come back?
Sometimes they are, if the guys have made an appointment.
Could be a charter group that's arranged it.
A lot of those guys have arranged stuff like that, but we also cut fish on the boat. We still fillet. There's still a lot of guys that don't do that now, but we still do. A lot of people don't want to wait around and come back.
Oh, so you do fillet on the boat?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, we still fillet on the boat, and...
is there a certain size, like up to a certain size?
We filleted them all.
Okay.
You know, and we bag it up. I got some heavy mill, big giant Ziplocs, and we get everything, all the air out and stuff like that. That way they can go home and process and put it in the seal of meals or whatever.
Right,
afterwards.
Exactly.
But a lot of guys don't want to wait around. Other guys, if they want to wait around for same day, that's good, because a lot of the processors offer same day. But if they get too backed up, you know, and everybody's absolutely kicking the crap out of the fish, they're going to get backed up. So it might have to be the next day or the next day.
But having Mary Lee in here from...
Yeah.
From Fisherman's Processing. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've got a whole other table. They've got three vacuum sealers going, like commercial style, huge. And
they will try to keep up as much as possible.
And they've increased the capacity.
Sure. It makes a difference.
To allow it, And, I mean, if you get 100-plus pounder, it's probably more beneficial.
We recommend it.
Out of respect for the harvest. You know?
Oh, yeah.
No, we recommend anything over 75 pounds that they get processed.
Yes.
If they can't, there's guys that they can't get it processed, you know, we're booked.
Right.
We've had them turned down.
It's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, quick question here. Says it's from Ernie in Canyon Country. Says, what's the minimum rod requirements tackle-wise? And if you don't have it, you can rent it at Seaforth, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd say the minimum, if you have your own gear, would be 4 rods, but... Rail-wise, you can get by with 2.
2?
Yeah, you can get
by
with 2. Probably a 25 to 35-pound outfit and then a 60 to 80-pound outfit.
Okay.
We can get away with that.
Yeah.
You know, and plus, we have some heavier gear on the boat.
For the nighttime fishing.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And then Seaforth has phenomenal rentals.
They have very good gear also.
So if you're missing something...
Yep.
Don't let that stop you from going fishing.
Absolutely
on the
not. Right.
Yeah.
And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to call.
And I think that's the one thing that our, you know, quote unquote El Nino, the 14 years ago, brought to Fisherman's Landing, Point Loma Sport Fishing, and Seaforth is the rental tackle is not like it was 15 years ago.
No. 20 years ago.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a completely different level.
155s, 8-foot. Parabolic Garcia rods. Yeah.
the old school, the A-frame building old school, right? Oh, my gosh.
Pin 500s.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, all right.
Come back. Yeah.
We're going to find out who's won this open party trip on the Cortez. Man, Jim, given a day and a half or 2.5 days for 2. But one winner when we return on the Let's Talk a Kebab YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
3 kayaks, 6 surfboards, 10 rods, and 1 truck bound for Baja. That's where my brother and I's most recent quest into the Baja Peninsula began, in search of waves, fish, and fun. We are able to transport all the kayaks, rods, and boards without straps due to the easy transportation of the Hobie iTrack inflatable kayaks. We brought a tandem and 2 singles, the I-9 and 11, and they were totally enough to get all 6 of the boys onto some of the best halibut and grouper fishing of their lives. Now, you might be thinking, 3 kayaks? I thought a tandem and 2 singles would only be able to fit 4 people. Well, a simple lawn chair on the back of the kayak was enough to turn the 2 single kayaks into tandems. Catching upwards of 100 fish a day in the mangroves, ranging from 15-pound grouper to tons of legal halibut, we had our fill and headed back to the States. Check out the full video of this trip on our YouTube channel, Fastlane SC, or come by our shop in Mission Bay and check out a Hobie inflatable kayak. See you soon!
The reels that Southern California anglers have been waiting for are here. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 40A and 50A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship 2-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. Shimano has increased the fishability of the larger Talica models by reducing rotational resistance at high drag and improving durability in critical positions within the reel. The all-new Talica 40A and 50A now boasts Infinity Drive, which employs 2 drag washers housed on the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system, while at the same time increasing winding power under a load by as much as 40%. The new Talica is built around a more compact, cold-forged machine aluminum one-piece frame. Plus, there's also a new higher high gear built with a Southern California angler in mind. The new Talica 40 and 50A are available now at your local Shimano dealer.
All right, welcome back. Let's talk up. Jim's going to flip the coin. Let's see who's
Who's the lucky winner?
Right? And it's going to a texter today. The texter happens to be Jimmy in San Marcos.
In San Marcos. Congratulations, Jimmy. You're going to love the Cortez. You haven't been down there. Jim, thank you so much for your time and your generosity giving away that wonderful trip today. And we really appreciate it. If somebody wants to come aboard the Cortez, charter groups available, open parties, such like that, how do we do that?
I want to thank you for having us. But,
of course.
You can always contact me at 619-203-2965.
That's your personal cell.
That's my personal cell. Or at Seaforth. Like I said, the schedule for the open party trips won't be up until probably April.
Okay.
On the Seaforth website.
On the Seaforth website.
Yeah. So.
Do you have your own website?
We did, but it's really hard.
Best to call, go to the Seaforth.
It's better to call me.
Hey, thanks to Corey for being here today. Thanks to Jeff
for manning the phones and the board, and thanks to Adam for all he does. Next Saturday, Captain Jay, Adam, and Josh from the New Loanne will be here. Next Sunday, Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, Facebook, where you can live, and 97.3 The Fan.